All right, everybody, welcome to this amazing episode of Around the Loop Podcast. Welcome to season three, and you know, no better way to start this season with the best of the best. And I got two special guests here, so let's introduce you guys. Go for it. Who wants to go first?
My name is Matthew. I'm here with the 710 Route, representing Dr. Dabber and Daily Dab Pairings.
There we go. I'm Seabass with the 710 Route, also representing Dr. Dabber, and I do the tip of the day.
Perfect, perfect. Now, I appreciate you guys so much for taking your time to doing this episode with me. It means a lot. And shout out to Dr. Dabber for holding down on this podcast, especially supporting both of us, too. Like, I appreciate you so much. So thank you, guys. Make sure you support Dr. Dabber. Go on out. You guys have a code word, too, out there?
Yeah, the 710 Route.
Yeah, the 710 Route, yeah.
Our Instagram handle.
I bet. If not, if you guys forget that one, use ATLP, too. That works, too. So either or, make sure you guys support. Yeah, so there we go. So let's get started. What got you guys started with the name 710 Route? Let's start.
That's a good story. You want to start that?
Okay, so it's kind of weird. You want to say it?
Okay, all right. The way that we kind of got introduced into us, we were very blessed to have been put on by homies that have been in the industry, been around the different niches that are in the industry involving, you know, glass and just kind of both sides of the market, legacy and recreational. Thankfully, like I said, we were introduced into heady glass kind of early on, 2019. Our homie had a Darby Holmes. Little did we know what that was, what we were smoking out of on this rinky-dinky CRV table in his garage. I'm telling you, one little just kick away from that table coming down.
You got to be careful being around that table.
Yeah, so
expensive glass.
And when we're getting smoked out like we've never been smoked out before, so the dab sweats, when they hit, you know, it's different.
You gotta back away when you take a dab, and that man would give.
Goes in the corner.
I'm taking an almost 2 gram dab in that garage.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I gotta ask. Let's jump in that real fast. Tell us about the 2 gram dab. I wanna hear this one.
Okay, so I'm always known that, I've kind of slowed down. It's too much. But I would take big rips. I wanted to. Give me a dab.
Some big ones.
Give me a dab. And then I'd be like, give me. You know, people hated smoking with me because I smoked through their wax, right? But fuck it. And it was my birthday.
My birthday.
And he said, it's your birthday? The homie gave me a bunch of wax.
Okay.
Close your eyes. So I closed my eyes and I just went here. He's in there. He's in that garage.
There were four of us in that garage. Passed around the table and we all were scooping, adding to the dab.
Yeah.
And I was the last one to scoop.
Towards the end, it was like, wait. And then he's all like, I'm not done. And I just hear everybody, whoa. And I open my eyes and I just see the fattest glob on the biggest tool. And
he didn't know that we had ninjas set up on the side already, bro. Two dab tools already loaded, ready to fucking sneak at that.
Yep. Dropped that dab, and then I got ninja'd, and then I got ninja'd, and then I think I hit it around like 700 degrees.
It was like 710, a good old classic. Red means go.
Red means go, almost.
We coined that dab, the NyQuil dab.
The NyQuil dab.
I was done, bro.
Yeah.
Stepped outside, I needed that air to hit me. The dab sweats were hitting. I just sat in the corner for like a good like 10 minutes, just like this.
We're all just chilling. We're just smoking in the garage. Like, no idea where this fool went. We're like, all right, he'll come back. He'll come back at some point. You know? Or we'd find him.
That's hilarious.
No,
let me you gotta do it.
You
know how many takes of a Daily Dab Pairing I've done, bro, and I wasn't recording? And then you'll see in my takes, I'm visibly stoned, bro. It's like
a four
takes.
You can tell that. We did it once, twice.
I give you props. Okay. So you went from the 2 gram dab on your birthday, and you guys called it the NyQuil. Okay, so you guys have other names for other dab setups? Just curious, or is it just
I feel like that one kind of coined it. So the birthday before that, for his, he took an eighth bowl. It was we actually bought it from this
shop. Off a one-bowl stand roar beaker.
It was like a skull with like a crown on it. Dude, I could fit my thumb in like here. We fucking packed it.
And it was CBX. I remember it was CBX. There was some fresh baked in there. Ooh. Cream of the crop. And then I think it was like some packweed on top. And
talk about a salad right there.
It was salad up.
He smoked a layer, blew out the fattest cloud, smoked another layer, and it was like the garage is already boxed at this point. And he still has maybe like 2-3 layers of weed to smoke through.
And then it was just yellow.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. So after that, you guys went from that, and then let's talk about the name. When did you guys officially hit Instagram, like social media, and you guys started actually taking off? What gave you guys the inspiration to be like, you know what, let's take it to social media?
Yeah, so it was actually our homie, and that's who we had got the name from. Mm-hmm. Long live, he did pass in 2023, but we are kind of doing this to honor him.
So yeah, he had the name.
It was Route 710.
Route 710. Okay. So we switched it up a little bit for him, not trying to take it, but honor him.
Yeah.
You know, and
he was the same one that was like, you guys need to record. He was like, look at the pieces you guys are smoking out of. Like, look at these random vendors and these brand owners you guys are meeting. Like,
and they were like, we're just hanging out.
Like, why are you guys not doing this? Because we grew up, you know, Eric Kahn, Dope as Yola, do your...
What's his name?
You watched him more than I did. What's his intro? You know his intro.
You should know it. Yeah. What up? Yoli Yoli.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So. I used to watch him. That's how actually I got into cannabis at like 14 years old. Watching his little videos and just him taking the one takes. He was a one take. Mm-hmm. That's what I tell him. I'm a one take queen. He was a one take queen. You just see him just press. All right, guys.
I'm in your life.
Set up and we're live. And take his rip and then just cancel and we're good.
Oh, that's amazing. And so I want to talk about the journey about rosin with you guys. So, let's go back when you guys were smoking back in the early days. It was more Shatter, BHO.
Oh, man. I got some little tree sap. Oh. Genuine.
Okay.
Pine, resin. Oh. We took a dab out of it. Like, this is not wax.
Fake wax. Put the diamonds in ISO.
Melted.
For a couple hours.
The rock.
Not dissolve.
We tried to melt that shit and it was not. So we've also got, what was it, THCA? Dude, we got some questionable
shit. Okay, I gotta hear this one. Okay, so tell me about that.
We just had somebody, like, you know how there's always pop-ups happening? And I met him at this pop-up and he's all like, hey, message me. We were barely getting into buying a little bit bigger product, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive buying by the gram, right? You know? So we're like, all right, let's see a little bit bulk. And he first sold us some resin that coated our lips white. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Coated our lips white.
Oh, this is the first time I've ever heard this one. Okay.
That shit was weird. Like, the smoke would recondense on your lips and in the water, your mouthpiece.
And on the piece.
I was like, nah, bro, this is not normal. Like, I was just trying to
hit him up because I got some diamonds. And at that time, it was like 21.
He said it was like straight limonene.
Still a little bit up there.
Whatever fucking extract.
You know, everybody wanted the highest percentage.
Yeah.
And he's all like, I don't do this, but I'll swap it out for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tasted like straight, like, yeah, like lemon, almost like Lysol, lemon Lysol. It was nasty.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had any of the dabs catch on fire?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah. Dude. You torched it. I'm telling you, the back of my hand was our Temtec.
That was
And it wasn't even like, I got good. It was to the point where our homie did have a Temtec, and I'd be like maybe 10 degrees off, 15 degrees off. Yeah. I'm telling you, I could feel that banger and tell you.
I'm telling you, is that? And then we'd be like, no way. And we test it. And if it get low, a little lower, he'd be like, no. You see, we waited, and you try to defend us up a little bit, you know? Hey, it's been after, so I will tell you it's that degree.
No, that's pretty cool. So... let's talk about your guys' individual, because you guys run the channel together and you guys do two separate things. So let's talk about what you guys do. Who wants to go first?
Yeah, sure. Let's go. Trip of the day.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, okay. I mean, so actually the daily dab pairing started first.
True.
I guess that is true. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I can start with that. Uh-huh. The way that, I guess, kind of playing off the name and then playing into the whole dab pairings, we were introduced into that by another one of our friends. Mm-hmm. We're over at his house late night. It was like 2 a.m, 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And our homie brought us over and he's like, oh, this dude has great terps.
Speaking about rosin terps. Put us on to some insane terps.
Like, brand I've never seen before. He had a whole lineup of Real Cannabis Chris, Feel Good. He had, what was the like one?
A couple years ago.
I can't remember the brand name. The lid has its lips and like a tongue. It's not noise.
No, it's, I know what you're talking about.
I can't believe I'm blanking on that. But that shit is good.
Gonna pop up.
smoking on Terpogs at the time. That's what we were purchasing.
Yeah, the Terpogs were good. And then that was when I first saw
okay,
the square jars.
Rosin? Okay. Like you guys smoke rosin? Let me show you what I got. And then he busted out
some brie cheese, too.
And then he said, wait a minute, guys. Check this out. Busted out some cheese, some ham, some like prosciutto. Mm-hmm. He basically made us a charcuterie board. And he said, hit this and then take a bite. Tell me what you think.
That was like the first time I'd have brie. So it was a lot of cool, like random exotic, that's, to me, exotic no, stuff that I was trying, you know? And then I was like, okay, we ran with that. Didn't really do anything with it. Maybe about a half a year passes or a year passes. And every now and then we're, you know, we're trying food with our smoke and things like that.
It's the thing cool is to eat and smoke at the same time.
It's like, you know, I'm watching something. So it's like, why not just record it? But we were on the 710 tour that Kalia hosted.
Okay.
In 23. Mm-hmm. And we're at one of the spots because we hit all the spots. We were following
the
tour.
Aster Club.
No, before we went to Aster Club, we were talking to Mark about that.
No, it was outside Aster Club.
No. Hold on. It was the little last DP and they had a lounge on the side. And they were doing dabs. What was it called?
That's Westside Collective.
So we're at Westside Collective. Yes, I think that's what it's called.
Westside Collective.
Dispensary lounge on the side, very small. And we're in there dabbing, and then we run into Mark, you know, Mr. Collier himself. And this dude's been wanting to do something with food his whole life, whether it's just be a regular chef.
Been into
infused foods.
Infused foods, infused catering foods. I've always wanted to do that. Watching, actually, the most expensive is the you know, the two chains one.
Yep. Is that like where it's like a $5 taco, $50, and then a $5,000 taco?
So yeah, I saw that they were doing expensive cannabis catering, and I mean, at that time, I was like, "Yo, I want to work with weed. Like, I want to do that." And I've always wanted that. That was always like on my mind. And then speaking to Mark,
we pitched that idea essentially.
He's all like, "What you guys want to do? Like, we're just chilling, hanging out." He's all like, "You guys are cool cats. Like, what y'all want to do? What's your niche in this industry?" And we're like, I told him, I was like, I want to do infused caterings.